Hello guys, welcome back to Dudes with Hobbies. Today we'll be talking about hobbies. Kind of an unusual introduction, but we actually do talk about hobbies a lot, you know? Maybe that's why the channel's called Dudes with Hobbies. Interesting. So what do you guys think? What hobbies are we doing today?
Last week we did, well, I did drawing. It's always something that in school, I've always wanted to get into, just never really know which kind of drawing I wanted to pursue. Since I'm just starting out, I was like, well, might as well just start with pencil and paper because most, a lot of people have those basic materials. Yeah, that's what I did. My experience with it was I can't draw people. Anything living, I find it very hard to capture the life of what I'm trying to draw, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so what do you draw instead?
So I tried a few different things. I did kind of objects like homes, what's it called? Like kind of like an abstract images that,
Okay.
something that was in a sense unique. And personal to me, but then I kind of got sidetracked and I didn't like how it was looking, so I kind of stopped midway and I went into like plants. I started drawing a tree. Again, couldn't get it like how I wanted to look with the shading. Tried using different pencils. There's different like thickness of pencils that you can use. You can also use ones that are softer and break down, therefore making the shade an easier process. And by the way, I'm not no expert here. This is what I just experimented with. So don't hold me to anything. But then I think what I really liked was the like flowers, like small plants in which I could make bigger in a piece of paper and kind of focus on the fine details. So like for example, a flower, I'm still working on it. It started off as like I wanted to do like a vase and flowers, like multiple, like a flower arrangement. Again, I thought it was just too much going on. The shading was shading into each other, so that's why I decided to do just something very simple but make it bigger. Therefore, I had space to work with when I'm trying to, create those fine details.
Do you know what
But
those like settings called?
what do you mean?
Like you said you were drawing a vase, right, with flowers in it. That has a specific meaning in art. I think it's
Really?
called Naturmord, and which translates, yeah, you make fun of me, but it actually translates dead nature. It means like you capture the moment of the specific flower, or like they usually do that with like a basket like of fruits or something like that. Like it's something to do with like a table, and like when you put living things on it, like food, like such as like like fruits and vegetables, or like it's like a drawing of flowers and stuff like that, or like
I think Miguel Way is more like a freestyle. It's
Yeah,
not really,
but I definitely did
No,
try
he's
the
more into the graphical scene, because if he's using pencils to like color and shadow and stuff like that, that's definitely the more graphical approach. It's not really freestyling.
That sounds like paint to me. I don't know whenever I hear freestyle, like spray
Yeah,
paint or like.
it's like yeah. But like he's doing more graphical. Like every time you draw something with like pencil and like you just keep going with pencils and no color whatsoever, it's called the graphical style. So just from like my own experience of trying it, I personally have always loved that over doing like giant paintings with like paint, like actual paint. So I've always wanted to try that, but I was denied. So I can't. So I'm gonna live my dream through you, Miguel.
There we
Carry
go.
on. Give me the torch.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. I thought it was gonna be more, I would be able to focus on it more. But maybe just my dogs running around was distracting me, or like doing other things was distracting me. So I feel like I needed to get like in a quiet space and just kind of focus on what I was trying to put on the piece of paper. I also like went online and just kind of like looked at flowers and how they're supposed, because I mean, up until you need to draw something, like you don't really know how exactly it looks like.
Exactly, yeah, because if you get a single curve incorrect, the whole painting isn't correct,
Yeah,
right?
so I went and I kind of just looked at other people's drawings, kind of got inspired by their image of a flower. And yeah, but it's definitely a work in progress. It's kind of funny, I'm putting all this work and it's only like using a pencil and like one of those notepads. It with like, you guys know what I'm talking about? Like, it has, yeah, so it
Like you got
has
like a
lines in
specific like
between them.
roughy. Oh,
Yeah, it's
okay.
not even like a,
Interesting.
yeah, it's not even like a paint, like what somebody would use to draw a flower. It's just like a normal notepad, like you would take notes. But
I
it's
like
what
that.
I.
I mean, that's for me like very artist in a way, because you don't care like what it's supposed to be. Because sometimes, like when you do art, like Autumn said, you have to go to this like education where you have to know what it is, stuff like that. For me, is I want to be really freestyle, where you can actually just draw what you want and just press the color that you like and on the material that you feel like you should do it. So
There you go.
I thought it was pretty cool.
I
Well,
see.
let's
I
see. Did you do it on like the graph paper because like or like the paper with lines because like you had nothing else available,
Oh
or is
yeah,
that actually something that you wanted?
I was like, it's something that I already have at home, and if it's a hobby that I do want to continue and, pursue, I can go invest in some, different types of papers. I'm almost 100% sure there's like a pencil kit with
Oh
like
yeah.
lines of different types of pencils. But it's something to look into. I know my little sister, she loves to paint any sort of artistic work. She's all about it. So kind of just like watching her, she's more of a, what's it called? She likes to like paint with her fingers in like small to medium sized canvases. So
Ooh.
yeah, they're not really of anything. It's just kind of like how she feels, and she's trying to put her
Address it.
feelings
I
into
see.
the paper. Yeah. So it's just kind of, it helps her when she's stressed or when she's feeling happy, and she can like put that on the canvas. So I felt like, well, maybe that's something that I can do. And that's why I think my dog's running around, or neighbors being loud, or just being distracted, not really focusing on it, might have taken away, or maybe like slowed down the process of me finishing my flower.
Okay.
So
So, did you
just
think that that was the challenging thing? Like, that you focusing on the painting and, like, really wanted to get it done?
I think so. I think focus was definitely a challenge, and then there was like a few times that I need to remind myself that it's nature, that it's not supposed to be like all these, perfect turns, and even the curves don't have to be like all, perfect,
Yeah,
because
for sure.
so nature's not perfect. And that's a thing I kept trying to tell myself, because like I would wanna like the petals wouldn't, with the shading, they wouldn't look like they were flowing out. They kept looking flat. And so in my head, I was like, I'm trying to make this flower look real. I was like, I'm trying to apply, the dark coloring to where, it dips in. So I think that was my hardest thing. I think next time I should have a flower, like maybe like a fake flower that you get from like stores, and hit it with a light, and then just try to capture that, because it'll kind of guide me of where the shadows on the petal should be, how far they go in, how round of the base of the petal is, and in comparison to like the little, what's it called, the little roots that go onto, that kind of hold from the stem. So it's just little things like that. But I definitely enjoyed, I wouldn't even say so much drawing like the flower, but like the steps that I took to get to draw the flower. Yeah, because I went from like the trying to find still items to like drawing animals. Oh god, that was the absolute worst. But I think it was a lot of fun. I tried drawing my dogs. Oh, no.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of things to consider when you're picking up drawing
Oh, for
as,
sure.
yeah. And the thing that I guess people, I'm not gonna say people, the most this like not disgusting, can't come up with a word, but it's like the most thing that usually stops people is that they will expect to be somewhat good in painting. Yeah, and it's like, you just need to realize that you're gonna suck. Like everybody sucks at everything once they start it. Like no one just starts off good and then just be like, I'm amazing at this.
No, for
You know,
sure.
so you just gotta bite through the period because the more you suck, the actually less you'll suck. And like the better and better you'll be, because that's how hobbies start. You start sucking at something and then you get better
A
at
lot of
something.
sucking.
Yeah.
Nice. That's exactly
And
what I was
before it
thinking.
looks good.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, you gotta come in, to stop you guys from sucking each other off.
Yeah, right.
So.
That's ex
Oh my God, you're the only one that's thinking that. I'm actually talking about being bad at something. You know, it's only
Sorry.
you that's sucking each other off
I don't know about
after
that.
every podcast.
Everyone.
Well, it's actually interesting because like the reason why I asked you what was the most challenging thing is because for me, when so I'll be talking about creative writing. For me, the most challenging thing is just sitting down and actually writing. Like one of the greatest tips that any author that's a successful author will give you is that you always want to have a set schedule of when you write and when you don't. And then the second thing is that even if you're stuck, you're still supposed to be writing. So that's how you get over that barrier. It's because your mind is such an interestingly creative tool that if you just keep going doing whatever it is you're doing, you'll come up with ideas. And I've actually experienced it myself where I was writing a chapter in the book that I'm writing and I got stuck. Okay, I had like no idea, like, okay, where am I going? And usually these barriers, they go over, you go over them over time. You're like, be walking around, and it's like, you never know when it's gonna hit you. It'll just be like something. You're like, look at a girl, like, you look at a flower, you look at a leaf falling down, you're like, shit, that like means death, That death, it means like the character is actually like trying to battle, like his blah, 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 and that's like you go into it. But and another
Can
thing
you
that you could.
read one of your passages to us?
Yeah, in a little bit. But like what I was going with this is actually just sitting down and just writing something, anything. It does not even have to be about like what you're writing about. Like if you're trying to tell a story and like you're trying to come up with character development and a story plot and all this stuff, like if you just literally sit down like the first 10 minutes and you're like, I'm completely blank, I don't really feel like doing this. If you just start writing like, so today I woke up, I went out of bed, it was cold outside. I felt a cold breeze on my cheeks as I refused to get out of the
With
bed, but had
cheeks.
to anyway. I mean, it could be any cheeks. I mean, I apparently know a lot of people that sleep naked that I didn't realize that was the
Oh
case
my God.
before. But yeah, like it's just like this kind of thing that gets you over the barrier of you writing something. So that was interesting.
So is that, I might not be understanding. So like a barrier is when you
When
run
you're
of
stuck.
ideas and st
Yeah. When you're like, I would know I wanted to go this way, but I'm not sure like how to get it to there in such a way that's like satisfying. Like how you were talking about it, like you were drawing the flower, but you couldn't like express what you wanted to, and it looked flat to you. So that's the same thing with writing, exactly the same thing. You're like, okay, I wrote this passage, but this passage does not convey what I wanted to convey because inside of me there's like a whole life going on, but I'm sucking at expressing it into what I envision in my head versus what it is on a paper. And like if you just alienate yourself from that passage, like if you were the reader as you've never seen this before and like this is your first time picking it up, then yeah, then you can kind of see like, this isn't as beautiful or as breathtaking or as interesting or exciting as it is in my head, where in reality in your head it's like, Lord of the Rings is happening. And then
Okay,
what's
I
on the paper
see.
is like somebody drew two stick figures fighting.
That sounds pretty freaking difficult, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, there's definitely some challenges, but I think in the end, it's really creative and satisfying in such a way that you actually can create your own universe. You're literally playing God here. And you create all these characters and you give them specific traits that usually relate to people in your life because that's like the most familiar thing with you and that you can describe a lot better.
Okay, fair
And I
enough.
think he'd asked me to read a passage.
Yeah, read it.
Okay. So this is like I'm just gonna read a small chapter, and not a chapter, a small like paragraph from the book that I'm writing. So not to give any back text because it's like just too much to explain. But here we go. Even with such enormous amounts of illegal activity, the gangs lived in peace, and no one dared to overstep their boundaries unless a business proposition was made. The reason for that is no one ever knew who had his back. Starting a war over turf would turn everyone against one another, and the best time for business to blossom is during peace. This is in fact due to another factor that called himself Aaron Winster. He was a renowned mage during the war. However, since then, no one has seen him leave his building. People knew that he was still alive because, like clockwork, a light would be lit in his room at the top of the clock tower near the center of the city at 12 a.m., and he would put it out exactly at 6 a.m. before the sun rose. He never went outside to get groceries or other materials that one would need in order to survive. People living in this town made legends about him, during that his service to the crown, he has abandoned his own humanity to protect his country and no longer needed such necessities, and thus stayed in his tower to never have showed his face to the world or what he has become. So that's one of the
No.
passages of introduction of one of the main characters of the book.
Jeez, okay. What the
Cool,
crap?
cool. Nice, nice.
I'm kind of speechless. Sounds really good.
Really? Oh, okay.
What is it about? What is it about?
The premise of it is that there's an empire that has battled a force of necromancers over a long extensive periods of time, and then this is the time period of the empire when they've won a battle, but they've suffered so many losses, and like everybody knows about this war, and everyone's like horrified. And in reality, what has happened is they actually haven't defeated the necromancers, they just set them back. And what's happening now in the book is that they're returning, and they're giving signs to everybody that they are coming back in order to instill fear. But the premise of necromancers and why they're fighting for what they're fighting is the due to the reason of how the empire picks its emperors. It's not based on merit and stuff like that. One of the rules for picking an emperor for the empire is the fact that the emperor has to have no family and no relatives and nobody close to him whatsoever, because he has to be able to focus on the empire itself and nothing else absolutely is there to distract him. He also has to be a
Jeez.
talented mage as well as a well-endowed fighter. And one of the current emperors, he was already trying to step down when the menace occurred, but the Senate wouldn't let him to leave because they didn't have enough time to find a new capable commander or to even train one. So he had to take part in the war even though his 4-year mark expired. I know, right? You
That
know
sounds
how long
good.
it took me to come up with this?
Sounds really good. I like
It took
the.
me like 5 minutes to come up with this. It's literally like one night I was just sitting and I was like, this is what I'm gonna write about.
Oh,
Like out of
wonderful.
nowhere. Like I wasn't doing anything specific.
Should probably do this for a living. Sounds really good.
Yeah, thank you. We'll see what gets.
Yeah, for sure.
As soon as my exams are done, I'll be working on it.
I see.
So yeah, so it's very important to like find something that like inspires you to write. You know, like I really like government, I like histories, and I definitely love fantasy. I've listened
Yeah,
to.
that sounds exactly what you're trying to write. That's
Yeah,
awesome.
yeah, yeah. And then like the reason for it being is that Keith gave me a Audible subscription. And
Ooh.
one of the books, and some of the books that I have, is all of the Lord of the Ring collection,
Okay.
and I just listen to it. And for some reason, every time I write and I like read back what I wrote, I listen to it in that British accent,
Oh, I know what
of
you're
like
talking
them,
about.
yeah,
Yeah,
you know.
nice.
And I don't know, maybe it's like impacting me or something, but it's like, it's just, yeah,
It's
you just read
working.
it and I
Whatever it's
imagine
doing,
it,
it's
yeah.
working, so definitely keep at it.
Yeah, and I'm also imagining it like if this was made into a movie, like if I gave this to a script of how it would look and how it
Oh,
would be, and that's always
interesting.
an image I keep in my mind of like, okay, because I already have preset images in my head, right, of what it's gonna look like, what it's gonna be like, and then You know, that's what comes out in the paper. And there is definitely a lot of rewriting with writing a book. There's like, you'll write like two sentences, right? Mm. You'll come back tomorrow and you're like, what the hell was I thinking yesterday that I wrote this? You know, let me fix this. Oh, the next day you'll come back and you do exactly the same thing. And you can keep going nonstop about this.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing about writing a book, aside from like picking up a story and all this stuff, like actually writing the book and sitting down and writing it,
mm-hmm.
is the fact that you need to understand that your book at first, like the first draft that you do is going to suck. Okay, everybody's draft sucks at first. Even Tolkien, when he started writing Lord of the Rings, mm-hmm. it sucked, okay? Like, a person reading it would be like, what the hell is this? This isn't Lord of the Rings. This isn't even The Hobbit, you know? So just keep that in mind. The first priority for you is to lay out what's going to happen.
Okay.
You know, kind of like a timeline, but with, like, details. And then you go back and, like, you reread everything. And you're like, okay, so I want to add this here. I want to add this here. I want to delete this. Maybe add a little bit more of this.
Oh,
and stuff like that. Yeah.
So, okay, so, fair enough.
Yeah. So, you guys have any questions about it?
That was awesome.
Nice.
Okay. Key, what did you want to talk to us about? I think you have an exciting topic as well that I'm particularly curious.
I was trying to make a video game, right?
Okay.
But then I realized that I didn't have enough time.
Okay.
Seeing at work, that was like something that happened, and then I have to stay back and fix stuff.
Oh, I trust. I feel that.
Yep. So it was quite a while. I do have something that I did this week. That was my hobbies for quite a while. That's the building a computer.
Oh. Ooh, okay.
For whom was the computer for?
So my sister computer happened to be about to go. So her hard disk was dying, and then her computer really slow. And I check it out, and that was my old computer. That was 8 years ago.
Oh, Jesus.
So she's still using it, and I was like, wow, okay. So I think I'm going to build her one computer.
Mm-hmm.
That's try to be cheap, but still strong. So my budget was around $300. And by the end of the build, I was able to achieve it, and the computer actually is pretty strong. It can play on the console game right now, like League of Legends and everything else.
Oh, so, wow.
Yep.
Jeez, okay.
Yep, Arcade 2.
That's awesome.
So my greatest thing with you building a computer, and it's always baffled me, it's like, how do you pick out parts that go together? You know, because like if you pick a motherboard, that's like different from the graphics card you're picking. You know, they're not gonna work together, right? It has to be all specifically matched to one another for your motherboard to be able to accept. Or is it like a standard, and then you just kind of pick based on budget?
So before like around 10 years ago, when I built a computer, you had to pick out a lot of different things to make sure it worked together.
Mm-hmm.
But right now the technology changed so much that you can just go on and check on the website and then see like the specs right on the seat and you know exactly what to do. So for example, if you go with the AMD chip for the CPU,
mm-hmm.
then you have a set of like part you can pick out, like the motherboard, the RAM,
mm-hmm.
the hard drive and everything else. So it doesn't need to be like so specifically part of it, because mm-hmm. on the website they actually show you what to pick. But the secret of building a computer is that choose the one that actually budget. That's what I'm saying is that sometimes people just think, okay, if I buy the most expensive one, mm-hmm. the most everything expensive, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have a strong computer. That's definitely not the case.
Oh, no.
Yes. So you need to do a lot of research to know which one is actually good for you. So for example, if you have a lot of productivities stuff, mm-hmm. like you want to do a web design, you want to watch YouTube, you want to do a lot of rendering, you want to edit your videos and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
you want the computer that serves the purpose, right? But then if you want a computer that's only for play video games, then you have a different type of computer where you want to be the best at it, so it's going to be a little bit more expensive.
Okay,
but for enough. The yeah, so for me, when I build computer, I want to be in the middle of it, So between productivities and the video games. So I want to make sure you can play video games and do any other activities that you could do without any major cutback.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yep.
What was I gonna say? So how would you, I guess, help someone that doesn't know how to even where to start on this? Like, what website should they be looking at? Is there like?
Yes. So for example, if you don't know anything, so you can go to pick a PC part. And okay. It can show you which one you should pick. For me, I didn't ever go to the website because I know what I want, right? Mm-hmm. But for the person who actually doesn't know anything, you should go to pick a PC part. Or if you live close to Micro Center,
mm-hmm.
in there they actually have specialists actually help you out to build a good computer.
Oh,
so when you say pick a part, I'm guessing it depends on what kind of work you expect your computer to do. So let's say if I wanted to focus on gaming, would I pick a part based on the graphics card or like the RAM, or what part would I pick first?
The first thing you should pick is the CPU. So they have a wide range of CPUs could pick. So right now, I would recommend you to pick an AMD CPU Ryzen because it can play video games and it can do productivities, right? But if you want to be specifically play only video games for your computer, then to go with Intel. Because most of the game, they develop for Intel chipset. And from that, you can build from around the CPU, you can buy the motherboard, you can buy the RAM for it, you can buy the graphic card, you can buy the hard disk, and you can buy the power supply for it. Depends on the CPU. So the more important part is choose the CPU that you want to like pick for.
Okay, so you want processing speed before anything else, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But even video games right now, right? Mm-hmm. If you pick a AMD Ryzen chips, it can hit to, for example, a video game can reach to 160 frames per second, right? And then if you pick a Intel, it can reach to 160 per second. Frame per second. Mm-hmm. But for AMD, you can reach to 150 frames per second. So it's very close.
Mm-hmm.
But for AMD, you can do a lot more with it too. So you can do rendering everything and it's faster than Intel. So might as well go with AMD if you want to do something else with it. You know, other productivities like up in Words, mm-hmm. or Excel or a webs mm. research and stuff like that. So
absolutely, yeah, it definitely gives you more options and more usability on your computer than just focusing on one. Yeah, for sure.
When building a computer, is there like a good time to start? Because I know like from my experience building a computer with you, we've done it during like a sales season, right? Like it'd be either Christmas or Black Friday, Cyber Monday.
Autumn. I know what you say right now, but I think this is the fucking best time to build a computer.
Right now. Okay, right, guys. So right if now. You're trying to build a computer right now, would be the best time.
Too late, yes. Boys, because it's gonna come out later.
Oh,
but still,
true.
But still, right now.
So
right
around
now, right
Christmas.
Now, not around Christmas, but right now the because of overstock in the RAM, the new CPU just came out like a few weeks ago, and so the old CPU is on sale.
Okay, so the you're RAM, talking about an event that's got nothing to do with the time period that it's in.
Mm-hmm.
No,
so I'm asking, like, if you're going to build a computer and around what time would you do it? Not based on, like, singular events, but based on, like, the amount of sales that we did. Because we built my computer, which is still going strong right now, pretty cheaply. Like, I mean, it was, like, 60% off, 50% off, like, all these different parts that I bought, right? So in your experience with building computers, because you've done this a lot, what time would be the best time to start looking for parts?
So there's two range of time you can build. One is begin with summer. Second one is the end of the year. So begin of summer is where they have like a bunch of sale, because like begin of summer where they introduce with new technology and stuff. So they push out a lot of sale. So allows you like for or Memorial Day, you have a good chance of buying a good like computer with good price, right?
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, wait until Black Friday, to Christmas. That's where they like else they want to like release their stock, so they're gonna keep the price really, really, really low, and you can buy a lot of things for cheap, like what I did this week. So I buy everything, like the whole computer for $300.
Mm-hmm. This is ridiculous. So cheap.
It is. And it's like 16 gig RAM, 500 like SSD, and it's actually a strong computer. I was when I bought Marcus, I was like, damn, this is actually pretty good. So it can run League of Legends. It can run any new games.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's okay. It can run all of those. Like should be enough to play those. So, if anybody wanna build a computer, they can ask me, or I can show you where to do. Like, first, the store, if you have Micro Center, go there. I think they have a good resource for do it.
Okay.
And otherwise, on Reddit, they have a subreddit called build a PC sales. And there, they show you on the price of the PC that on sale, and then you can pick the part out.
Oh, wow, and, okay.
And once you know what you want to buy, go to pickupcpart.com. In there, you can actually choose what you want, and then they're going to show you compatibilities of the part you pick. So that's pretty much it. And then go to YouTube and see how they actually put the computer together.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and then I think the most important part is the CPU. Mm-hmm. Pick the CPU that you like. Once you have a CPU, you can...
Okay, nice. Yep. Jeez, I definitely learned
so, yeah,
this.
I hated to admit it, but even though I'm 2 semesters away from graduating as electrical engineer, I had to actually ask Key to buy me to see what parts I need to buy, and then have him come over and actually connect everything. Because to be honest, when I was watching how a computer is made mm-hmm. from all these different random-ass parts, because from my experience, right... I've never built a computer. I just went to a store and I'm like, this looks good. I'll take it. Mm-hmm. You know, and so everything is already like made. It's very difficult to change anything out because most of it is like soldered in together or like connected together for better performance or whatever reason that they do it. But like when he was connecting everything, I was like, this is so many wires. There's so many connections. I would be so scared to like put something in the wrong place or something, then turn on the computer and get like too much current in a part where it like breaks or something else. Like, especially, what is it? What is the part that you put, like, that paste, the thermal paste on? What is that called?
Like, a thermal paste, like the CPU with the fan.
Yeah, for CPU. Holy crap. I watched him do it, and I was like, dude, you're like a fucking surgeon right now. What is going on? Like, I was, like, there wiping his chin. He's like, all right, straps. All right, the thermal paste. All right, we're putting it in. Connect it. So I was like, oh, my God, is it alive, doctor? Is it alive?
Well, it was not like that. I just put it in. Just like
no, he was very professional. There was no fucking around. You just put the paste in. He goes, you know, and then it was in.
Yeah, like that's the reason to build a computer. It's like a build a car almost, but it's so much simpler. So you can build different parts, you can mismatch it, and then after a while, you have a stock of like extra. So mm-hmm. you know you have thermal paste, everything else. You have extra fan stuff like that, so mm-hmm. you can use it to fund your computer.
Go ahead, finish.
Yeah, so for my computer right now, I have like a waterlogged cooler and all that stuff. So it's like an extra step, right? So once you get into a build computer, you wanna build a better performance computer. So you put in like these water cooler and waterlog and
okay.
these.
Huh.
Yeah, it's like almost like customize your computer.
I was just gonna say like that just sounds very dangerous to be putting water inside your computer.
Yes.
So yeah, it's absolutely.
Yeah, when you crack it and that's it.
Oh,
good luck.
No, don't say that.
but just be careful.
Oh,
read,
for sure.
Read and do what you need to do. Plus,
yeah.
I mean, I think build computer is a lot cheaper than buying one. So my spec right now that I have and I look it up is around $650.
But, I mean,
and the bill is only for $300.
Mm-hmm.
Because I built on the park, my park was on sale.
Gotcha.
So for the CPU and motherboard, I buy a combo of it. So it's cost me only like $110. And that usually costs around like $200.
Gotcha.
And then for the RAM, because it's on sale, so it's cost me 16 gig RAM is usually for around like Because the RAM before, it was really, really expensive. But this year, the RAM go down so fast. So before, 16 gig RAM is around $160. Now it's only $55.
No
So,
way.
yes. So I was like, God damn it. It's like, I want to buy all the RAM I could because I know it's going to go up soon. So that's what I did with the RAM before. I bought like a bunch of RAM, right? Then I resell back on eBay.
Oh,
Bunch of
that's
profit.
super smart. Yeah.
Key, I have a question for you. When building a computer, do you prefer having a tower or like a case for the computer? Or I've also seen people lay it out on like, let's say their wall, like where they have all the wires connecting in like a very interesting pattern. What would you think is better?
I think it's better to put in a case. 'Cause think about on the dust, that's the fan gonna blow out to your face.
And then also your ability to add more fans to whatever unit you need to, like graphics card or the CPU as needed as well. Or would you think that laying it out on the wall would be better coolant than it is to like add
Of
more
course,
fans
there's a
to it?
better cooling if you play it on the wall, but for sanitized reason, I wouldn't recommend it. Should be lock it in the case to make sure everything no dust, because computer is only working when you actually keep it clean, right? So you have some dust in it and stuff like that. It's my working, but after a while it's gonna get like you're gonna smell something because it's hot in there.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. I think I've definitely experienced that before. My old laptop was never realized that how much dust and stuff gets just attracted inside the vents. And so like one day I'm just like, what the crap? So I'm trying to clean it off, and all this dust almost looks like a cloud of just grayness. And I'm
Yeah,
like, well,
it's
this
very
is
dirty.
definitely not letting my computer breathe. So.
And the thing is, when you put it into a case, right, you can buy these like silent case. So when you turn a computer on, you can't even hear anything. So it's pretty cool. So if you live like in an environment where you want to keep it silent, if you have a baby or if you live with like a roommate, you don't want your roommate hear the computer like spinning on every single night, stuff like that. Just buy a silent case, lock it in, boom. You won't hear a thing.
Interesting. And then, sorry, I've never heard about this silent case. Is this something that's airtight? Or like how there's
The way they design it is the fan. So they give you a case. It's very small case, right? And the fan of it is so silent when it's spin that you won't hear anything. And then they design the top, the thing where the grill, where to suck the air in. They design the pattern to make sure when it come in that you won't hear noise, or when it come out is good, you don't hear noise.
Gotcha. I'm over here thinking like it's an airtight thing that they can't.
No, there's still air, but the way the pattern designed it is make it like air, like noiseless almost. It's very quiet. So the case I was talking about is a Be Quiet case. Get it? Yep, that's the case called Be Quiet.
No, it's so funny.
A Be Quiet case, that's hilarious.
So it's pretty good.
All right, so we talked a lot about the three different hobbies that we did. So Miguel did drawing, Kit did computer building, and I did the writing, right? And that's something that I think, well, knowing Key, he's been doing this for a while. So he's been doing this since high school. Miguel, how long have you been drawing?
I haven't. It's just the little bit in high school or
How long have
like.
you thought about drawing? Okay, so also since high school. And I've had a passion for writing also since high school. Coincidence? I think
Right, I also think
not. So yeah. So let us know what you guys thought was a convincing argument. I think we've talked about building computers the most because I think all three of us are very interested
Oh,
in
for
that.
sure.
If even if we're not like I'm Alex, I'll take it for that right now. I have no idea. Like if somebody would came up to me tomorrow and was like, "Hey, here's $1,000, build me a computer," I'd be like, Keith,
Yeah, definitely.
what do
Call Key.
I I'm pretty sure I'm gonna chunk like the $350. I'm just building a computer for 70, 70, 100, $700 and get the $300. We're gonna go to a
Yeah,
bar or
this is a
something.
good business model. It's a really good business model.
That's awesome.
It's like okay, anyways. So yeah. So the next topic we guys are gonna discuss is something a bit different than what we've done. Usually we talk about something that will distract you or in some way like make you just relax, you know, and do something. Like for example, we talked about fishing, we talked about cooking, we talked about all these other hobbies that you can do. But today we want to do something specific. We wanted to talk about the fact that, you know, like with New Year's past and like I'm sure you guys have your resolutions and things like that. Mm-hmm. We wanted to talk about doing something that I've personally been paying very close attention to, and that is community service.
Okay.
And people will think with community service, you know, it's like a lot of labor and a lot of work, but it's honestly the most simplest thing that you can do. And there's a lot of people calling out everybody else, like the general public, to do something that they are personally not even involved with, which I think is stupid. But what I'm talking about is like picking up trash, you know, helping out the homeless or the needy, donating money. And there's a lot of things that you guys have to consider with that. So with donations, I personally is incredibly careful to whom I donate to. Okay. I want like a whole spreadsheet of where my money went when I donated it and what happened with it. Okay.
Fair enough.
Like I will not, because I know for a fact there are so many like charities that actually do not donate the money that you give them to, mm-hmm. and instead just take it for themselves. You know, kind of like if you go to the soup kitchen, sometimes there'll be people that will be like, well, hey, this is, you know, like free food. You know, like I'll just take this home. Mm-hmm. I'll take this home. And it's like, no, asshole, it's not for you. It's for these people.
Yeah, absolutely.
They need it way more than you. Like, you're really going to take this? Dude, it's like $15. You have a permanent job. You can buy this shit if you needed to. You know? So, what do you guys think about community service? Like, is that something that would be interesting to you? Is that something that you want to do?
So,
because I've definitely done community service before, mm-hmm. and I actually enjoyed it. You know, it gave me a sense of fulfillment.
So, for me, I wouldn't say, like, I've always been doing it. It's just whenever, for example, at work, I worked at Target, and a lot of the people there were just kind of like, oh, you know, let's go and volunteer and something to do kind of thing. I was very hesitant of going just because of what Artem said before. You know, there's certain people and places out there that will take your kindness and take advantage of it. So just make sure that whenever you do go volunteer, I was going to say do-do, whenever you do go volunteer.
Do-do.
I know. You do a little bit of research on who you're going to be supporting. Make sure that it's something that it's that you agree with, like you don't want to go and, for example, go help clean out a farm that, you know, that they're mistreating their cows or things like that. Definitely go volunteer at somewhere that makes sense to you and, you know, how you view life.
I see. For me, it's a little bit different. I want to do something silent. So I don't want to just go in there and register and helping out like the place. I just want to do like picking up trash for my community.
Okay.
So when I go running, I want to get the like a black bag and start picking up trash, you know.
Okay.
Or I want to go clean a river. Okay. I really want to clean the river. It's like in the back of my mind the whole time, mm-hmm. but I don't know how.
I don't
but
think.
Wait, do you have a specific river in mind, or is it just like any river?
Yeah, that's
any river.
Okay,
because river.
Do you know like the episode in Avatar: Last Airbender?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was more of like Parks and Recreation when they had like this whole campaign of her cleaning up the river, and it was actually like this filthy ass river, and it was literally. So one of the pictures that I saw is actually of a guy from India, right? And he was like, this isn't my trash, but it is my planet,
uh-huh.
kind of mentality.
Yes,
and he had so much garbage, and he actually took a picture with him sitting in the garbage, right?
Is this the beach?
And then he took the next. Yeah, yes.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking
about. I know exactly what you're talking about, yeah. And then he takes a picture afterwards, and there's like 50 fucking like trash bags of all this trash that he picked up.
Mm-hmm.
So I think with cleaning stuff like he wants to do, it starts the same way that anything else starts. Small baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
You pick up that water bottle, hey, look at you, you're cleaning the river. Mm-hmm. You pick up the plastic bag from the chips, you're cleaning the river,
yeah,
you know?
For sure.
And then you just kind of like keep going, you know, just keep picking up the trash.
I see.
Yeah.
You can't really like, clean the whole river in one day, but you can definitely.
Yeah.
Of course, you cannot clean the whole river in one day, but that's just
especially
one thing
by yourself.
I just want to pick up on the plastic that we throw out like for almost years and years of throwing out on the plastic and everything else.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I just really want to clean this, like do some volunteer work for the earth.
Yeah, I think as a humanity, we're becoming more and more aware because I'm seeing more and more people take action instead of just like, I don't know if you guys know who Greta Thunberg is.
Who's that?
So this is the girl who's like 13 who went and yelled into UN National's Assembly of like, stop like corrupting Earth, my Earth, or something like that.
Oh,
and then she
I
would
saw,
skip
okay.
school to like protest for nature and the way of the environment. Well, the more
she's
intelligent,
16, by the way.
Jeez.
Whatever.
Sorry. Go ahead.
More intelligent people like Mr. Beast, for example, he came up with a thing where they're going to plant 20 million trees, you know? And then there's people that will just actually like go out and pick up the trash after the people that aren't mentally aware. And it's kind of interesting to me that in this day and age, there's still people, especially in the United States, that litter. And it's like, dude, why?
I think most of the time they just don't care. They live in the mentalities of the earth is serving them, not them serving the earth. For me, it's not serving each other. It's about living in like a balance, right? So you have to live in order corresponding with the earth. Because at some point, if you actually tip the weather part of the earth, they actually the model can absolutely destroy you. Look at all the weather that we have, right? Tornado and hurricane is getting stronger and stronger every year. So
temperatures
at some
are going
point,
lower and lower, oh for sure.
Yep, lower. I mean, at some point, we're gonna have like some big tsunami or some kind of like freezing ice stuff that's just try to kill us. You know, we're like a parasite.
Yikes.
But
honestly, wouldn't blame it.
I kind of, it's our fault too, right? You know, so we try to make sure that we do it.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. You know, this is the only, like, even though you read like these articles of people like discovering like all these planets that we could inhabit, this is literally the only planet we have that we do inhabit. And we're causing so much global impact on how this planet works that even like, like, we need to take care of it.
No, for sure.
Guys. Like, we have nothing else. We have nowhere else to go. Like, we haven't colonized Mars yet, okay? Nobody lives
everyone
on the moon.
Acts like we do.
Like, yeah. We so and everybody acts like we're just going to be like, oh, fuck it. We'll just trash this place, go out into space, you know? And then they'll be like Wall-E, you know? Be cool. And we'll send the robot down to find see if it finds greenery. And it's like, no.
Jesus. I mean,
just fix it before things, like, go down again, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, before it's too late.
I think it's not too late now. I think the new generation where people in our age, they care more about the environment. They care more about like how they live and stuff like that. So it's getting better, but still, at the top of food chain, people still just don't care. They just want to make sure they live a good life.
Oh, for sure.
And that's not the way of the earth. They don't care. Like the earth doesn't care about you living a good life. Yep, so. That's it. I think for next week, I think that's what we would do. We're going to try to go out and do some volunteer or community service.
Absolutely.
And by the next episode, we're going to report about it.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back next week. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you again next week.
Bye.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.